Now to the application. When patriotism is loyalty to the principles, laws, and institutions of one's country, and this afternoon, I have set before you the indisputable principles and the supreme law of this country, which has been the patriotism of the administrations and congresses which, since 1886, in utter disregard of these principles and this supreme law, and against protest, have sinfully and tyrannically made a provision for the teachers of Christian religion. When patriotism is loyalty to the laws, principles, and institutions of one's country, and this afternoon I have set it before you, the indisputable principles and the supreme law of this country as to religious right and the absolute exclusion of religion from governmental cognizance, where was the patriotism of the Supreme Court of the United States, February 29, 1892, when, as the conclusion of a long argument in total oblivion of these principles and in direct contradiction of the supreme law, it declared that this is a Christian nation? When patriotism is loyalty to the principles, laws, and institutions of one's country. And this afternoon, I have set before you the indisputable principles and the supreme law of this country as to religious right and the absolute exclusion of religion from legislative governmental cognizance. Where was the patriotism of those members of Congress who, in total disregard, not to say defiance, of the fundamental principles and the supreme law of the country, took upon themselves to adjudge the right of preference among sects professing the Christian faith? When patriotism is loyalty to the principles, laws, and institutions of one's country, and this afternoon, I have set before you the indisputable principles and the supreme law of this country, where was the patriotism of the President of the United States, who in 1892, in total disregard of these principles and this supreme law, and against remonstrance, approved and so made the law of the land, the unpatriotic action of Congress, which adjudged the right of preference among sects professing the Christian faith, and so gave governmental recognition to a religious ordinance? When patriotism is loyalty to the principles, laws, and institutions of one country. And this afternoon, I have set before you the indisputable principles and the supreme law of this country, rich in the very words of those who made the nation, positively exclude religion, and specifically the Christian religion, from the cognizance of the government. Where is the patriotism of the members of the National Reform Association, of the members of the Prohibition Party, of the members of the Woman's Christian Temperance Union, of the members of the Young People's Societies of Christian Endeavor, of the members of the Christian Citizenship League, or of the members of any other league, society, party, association, or organization, or any individual anywhere who calls for or in any way favors the governmental recognition of the Christian religion or legislation in favor of the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, or any other religious rite or institution, or the payment of public money to any church or religious institution under any pretense whatever. According to indisputable American principles and supreme law, where is the patriotism of all these persons? Yet, once more, in view of all these things, where is the patriotism of all the people who without protest allow all these unpatriotic and unconstitutional things continuously to be done. Conclusion.